Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. Tonight is Monday, August 12th, 2013, and we are live this evening on bbsradio.com Station 1 with Ron Amatron. This is the Creation Lightship Show, and we like to call Monday the Healing Highway, so it's a time for you to figure out where you are on your healing journey and what kind of clearings and healings you've been doing, or if you're feeling stuck in your life, it's a great time to send me your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll be checking that, and you can also type them into the BBS Radio Fast Chat. So we're looking forward to a great hour, and we've got a lot of great sample healings coming up, so we're really glad all of you are joining us, and welcome to everybody, regular and our new listeners. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Ron. So maybe you could, if everybody wants to bring up the picture of the light being, you can find that. I think the chat moderator has typed it into the fast chat. But if you're new, you can go to bbsradio.com/creationlightship, or you can also find it on Ron's website. It's a big image of the light being, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and maybe we can bring in some peace energy for everybody.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So bring up the light beam, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more energy coming your way. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this energy is strictly peace energy. It has nothing in the energy to do anything really for you except to bring you peace. That's the way source energy is. A lot of people are kind of confused because they're used to going to church and then ask the God energies, the many millions of gods out there, the aliens that are connected to the churches. They're used to asking for a favor, and that's what they do when they go to church. They ask for a favor from this energy that they can't see, and then from there, they expect to have something to happen. Source energy doesn't do favors, doesn't respond to your request, and that might be new for some people. It's just peace. That's all that it is peace energy. And your spirit is with you, which is peaceful. And what prevents you from having more of your spirit with you is when you get caught into the energy of duality and judgment, and that's brought to you in behalf of the aliens through the mind energy, collective consciousness, universal mind. So that's what entraps people here, and unfortunately that's where everybody normally is living. But you can just do the mind-to-heart drop whenever you choose to, and it takes about 15, 20 seconds, and you can be in peace. No need to meditate. No need to get hooked up to aliens. No need to do things, special rituals or practices to have the energy come to you. It's already with you. You just need to connect to it. And then the source energy, which is from your spirit, does not give you any type of energy that will give it a self-fulfilling prophecy or validation. You're not going to feel it, because if you had to feel it, then you're in duality. It's just peace energy. So if you're looking for it in the mental realms, then you're in duality, and or in the feeling realm or emotional realm or sensory realm, it doesn't exist there. And this is why some people have a hard time understanding why they're so peaceful. When nothing is coming to them for information, it's because you're strictly out of the loop, and you're in out of the loop of mind, and you're in the energy of what is called a heart energy, and that's still kind of duality, but that's about all the best way we could probably communicate it to people here, because we have to use terms in duality to make sense. But peace energy has no volition, doesn't do anything. You know, it's just peace. So that's the way it is. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's a really great point. And I think it's important, especially if you're a new listener and you have questions, to check out Ron's Wikipedia, there's Creation Lineship Wikipedia, and also a questions and answers document. You can find those both on our BBS radio homepage and also on creationlineship.com. And Ron talks a lot about duality and the difference between mind energy and heart energy. And there's also a lot of stuff on YouTube, which is really, really good. Ron, I think I heard a beep. Are we having callers tonight? Hi, is there somebody on the line? Okay, maybe not. Sorry.
No, there's nobody online.
Okay, thanks, BBS. Getting back to the peace energy with the light being, Ron does that every week. And that energy, I believe, extends to ourselves and our space. Isn't that correct, Ron? Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, sorry, I have the button pushed here. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's okay.
Okay, so the peace energy is all around you, and it does go into your space around you because you're in peace. But it depends how much energy you put into something and how it's connecting to you. Most people are under the assumption that if something isn't moving, wiggling, or, you know, isn't alive, that it doesn't have energy and it can't connect to you. Well, these things do have energy. So if you, for some reason, had maybe just one of those awful days, we'll just say an awful week, right? And you stayed in your bedroom and put the covers over your head and you don't want to leave and you had all this negative energy around you, then it's all inside of your covers and in your room. Now, when you get out of your room, you might feel completely different. And then when you go back into your room, you're going to be picking up all that negativity that you brought to yourself. Remember, it's all inside of yourself, but you're manifesting it now and using your source energy to manifest the negative result. And all of a sudden, you're in your room, and you go, wow, this room feels awful. Or why do I feel depressed when I walk into my bedroom? Well, it's because you have the energy there that you brought into the room. Other rooms may not even have that. So everything around you does, in a sense, energetically connect to you. And saying that, we can just go a little step further and say everything on this planet courts everything else. And when you think of somebody, you're courting them, and they're right in the room with you. And mothers definitely know that when their children, you know, when they have young children, they go to maybe kindergarten or something, the mother's worried about them, and they can almost feel exactly what their child is going through during that, you know, first day at school, all the anxieties and tensions. So that's just the way it works. So normally women have, you know, much more intuition and more energy of having things being courted to them and them courting things because that's just the way it is. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And I guess that kind of reminds me of like kind of minimalism, like the philosophy of, you know, you don't have a lot of things and you kind of don't have a lot of possessions because all of these things have an energetic life. And so I think there was actually, I think it was a couple weeks ago on the Wednesday show where someone had been given furniture and the furniture was just really had a strange energy on it. So it's very interesting idea. And I guess that's kind of why a lot of people think it's not good to have a lot of possessions because it sort of adds clutter. So that's kind of a way to look at it, to sort of see yourself as, you know, a cluttered room. And as you do clearings, things do become more and more clear. So you're sort of like doing a lot of housekeeping as you're doing the clearings that are on Ron's website and the ones that are available through Creation Lightship. So that actually brings me to one of our listener questions, Ron, and this person's asking if there are dwellings and geographic areas that cannot be cleared and how do they get the best guidance to the optimal location, I guess meaning optimal location to clear.
Well, everything can be cleared. although the clearing can come back in the next moment, you know, of what's there. Not always, but it can. Let's just say that you had a vortex in your living room, a stargate or a vortex. Maybe you somehow had your house built. We'll make it more simpler than that instead of getting off into the stuff that is more alien. Let's just say that you built your house over where they buried a dog, you know, 100 years ago, and it was in your living room, and somehow the dog energy is still in the grave there. And naturally, it wasn't dug up. We'll just say that. And so you're wondering why when you walk into your room, you kind of feel dog energy. Well, can you clear that? Yeah, you can clear the dog energy out of your room. But is that energy going to come back from the dog that's buried there? Yeah, unless you get rid of the energy of the dog. So that's one way to look at it. The other part, the alien stuff, where they have vortexes and things, that they can recreate that wherever they choose to. So you can clear it one day, and it might be gone for good if they don't check on it. But if they're using it, then they can just re-manifest it over again, because you don't have that control outside of yourself to control somebody else. Remember, source energy doesn't do that. It can do a clearing to take away energy, but there's no guarantee it will be gone for good. So that's kind of, you know, how it is. It's like, you know, somebody's thinking of you. Maybe, you know, you're dealing with somebody who could be stalking you, we'll say. And, you know, you can clear the energy from that one stalk, but then are they going to think of you again and do the same thing over again? Yeah, and they could. So then you got to clear it again. A lot of times, people use energetic energy pools, which we'll just call them like clouds in the sky to make it real simple. And these invisible clouds have energy in them from other people who have the same belief system. So just to stretch it out a little bit here, everybody who will say goes to church and they believe in Jesus, I'm sure there's a gigantic energy cloud with Jesus in that cloud of whatever the people think Jesus is and or was. So naturally, when you pray to Jesus, you're connecting to that energy cloud. And can the energy cloud do anything? Yeah, it's controlled by darkness. It's mind energy. And the mind energy then can do things according to the practitioner's desire. And that's what happens. And it depends how well-versed that practitioner is. You may have run across people, and I have through the expos, where some people have been witches for a long time, maybe you know, generations, and their parents have been that for generations, and or they know how to control energy through some kind of special practice of chants and maybe lighting candles and stuff. And they're just tapping into that energy pool, and they can just pass it on to their children, say, all you do is light this candle and, you know, do a couple of chants, do three spins to the left and four spins to the right, and all of a sudden you're going to awaken this energy pool, and now you can do whatever you want to do with that pool, and you can make lots of money because you can cause people harm and or maybe bring them something. And so people do that, and you don't have to really know too much about it. You just have to know how to enter into the system. So what you're doing is you're just activating a program. And the program that you're activating is already in place. You just happen to know what, you know, what words to use, or like on your computer, you know, if you have a login name for yourself, you just have to know what the login name is, and voila, computer starts to work, and it will do what it does according to its built-in programs. And the programs are all from darkness because it's mind energy. So I'll just say that differently, that some people may think that something is good. And yeah, but it's still a program. So you're taking somebody's free choice, free will away, typically, to bring something to you. And so source energy doesn't do anything like that. You can't ask it for a favor because it won't work. It just brings you peace. So once you get out of the old paradigm and the old mindset of what has been taught to you throughout your life, and you realize that you were probably well-schooled and are, you know, and have been well schooled in the mind energy of darkness, collective consciousness, and that you're a multidimensional being, which is what you are when you're in darkness, because you're out on timelines and parallel lives, thousands of them, and that is true. So you are that in the darkness, and true light doesn't exist. You have one life in the moment. So the whole process is, where are you, and what do you choose to do? And, you know, if you're having difficulties, and do some clearings to get stuff off of you. So what I'll do is a room clearing for people. And, you know, maybe you were one of those people out there that we talked about earlier, that you had a bad day. Maybe your office where you're working, maybe wherever you're sitting, you know, you had a lot of negative energy because something happened to you. Maybe you got a phone call that distressed you. That energy is still in your room. Once it comes in, it doesn't leave. So think of that situation. It could be somebody courting you. Maybe you woke up this morning and you got a vision of a face, or maybe even worse, maybe you got a picture of one of those red-eyed devils of porn, you know, and you go, oh, shit, things on me again, you know? So we'll get that off of you right now. So whatever that is that you want to choose, go ahead and think of it now. Remember, you have to think of it because you're in mind energy, and we have to clear out the mind energy to bring you peace. So here we go. And what happens is, if it is something that is of an alien life form doing that to you, the life form is terminated. It's zapped. It doesn't no longer exist. That one particular thing. There could be its brother around that may come in later, you know, but the one that we're looking at now will be terminated. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's gone. I think I'll just snap my finger next time and do some clearings. It's a little bit easier on my voice here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. And thank you for the clearing samples. That was the clearing sample to unhook you from whatever kind of alien energy you may have seen in your space. So it's actually very... There's a lot of really great clearings that we can do through the website. And the second part of that person's question is actually from the same listener, has to do with dark side practitioners and the space clearing, which I believe there is a unlimited dark side mind control transmissions clearing. And that clearing includes alien and human practitioners. It's a whole lifetime clearing, and there is an unlimited option. So this listener is asking, Ron, how long should they run a clearing for dark side practitioners, and how long should that be run for entities and vortexes, etc.? So I guess if you have the unlimited version, maybe you might want to try it for a week and see if that helps you.
Yeah, typically in those clearings, they get pretty heavy. The hexes, curses, hexes, spell, and the dark side practitioner, I think it's mind control, dark side transmissions or something like that, eliminating dark side mind control transmissions is what I think it's called. Normally, when I put up the whole lifetime clearings, they were just made to be used maybe once. But that clearing, I'd say you could run it for probably about a week and see if you have wonderful results. If you don't have it, then, you know, if it's still lurking, then you want to buy the unlimited version of that just to keep it running. And, you know, that's probably what I'm trying to say is if you know something is connecting to you, then there may be more than one thing happening. So that means that you may be involved with something at a much more deeper level of consciousness than you're aware of. So you may have not just one of these events, but maybe lots of them. So you may want to get on there. Everybody's a little bit different, but the whole thing is, you know, just do the clearings to get yourself back into peace. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see what's we want sighting here.
Yeah, and also if you did have a reaction to the clearing sample and you would like to type that into the fast chat and let us know how you felt after Ron did the clearings, that would be great. Or you can, if you have a longer testimonial, you can send that over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I actually, Ron, we're getting a lot of questions right now, so I think this is hitting home with people. Someone was asking if you could do a couple of sample clearings tonight for deception, honesty with self and from others, shame, control, and resentment. So maybe we could pick one or two of those, or I don't know if you want to do all of them. So maybe the finger snapping thing would be better if your voice is feeling a little. So the first one was deception.
Okay, so think of deception that you're going through. And some people listening may say, I don't have any deception. But maybe you had it, 90 years ago, you know. Say we got the people who are 100 listening, okay? So you go, well, it happened to me here. So just think of a time in your life when you had it, because like I said, the energy is still with you. You got this wonderful backpack on of all of your experiences. And here we go. So deception, that's cleared. And then we have...
honesty with self and others and from others.
Okay, honesty. Okay, here we go. Ready? Going to release that. Think of your particular issue or person that's going on in your life here or has gone on. Here we go. That one's released.
And is shame.
Shame. Okay, here we go. This might be in the self-empowerment clearing too. Here we go. Going to clear this. Here we go.
And next is control.
Control, huh?
Oh, actually, it's control and resentment. I'm not sure if it's two separate ones or if those are maybe two separate ones. Control and then resentment.
Okay, so control. That's released. And I will do resentment. Think of a time that you got that situation. Here we go. And that one's released. So, everything that we deal with here is mind energy, and it's somehow connected to some type of emotion, or you just use the word cause and effect, which brings forth another situation, and that's kind of how the dark side uses everybody. So it's like kind of like playing hopscotch. You go from one square to the next, and then you got to do something else after that because it brought you to a different experience. And so that experience, some people think that all experiences are wonderful and great, and that the God above or below or behind you or whatever is there experiencing this with you, and you're here having all this wonderful experience for the divine so it can understand life. Well, it doesn't care. Source energy doesn't care what you do because it's a non-judgment. You know, we have morals here that we probably need to go by, but as far as source energy judging you, it doesn't do that whatsoever. And because it can't. If it did judge you, then it would be the darkness. But the darkness wants you to judge everything, so that separates you from source. And when you start judging, then you're out of peace. And when you're out of peace, then you're in mind. So that's the way things work. We could do a clearing again for maybe another room in your house, if you like, or your car. Maybe you're homesick and you were, you know, getting upset with somebody a few days ago, and now you feel sick or you are sick because of that experience, not really realizing it, but you're home now. And maybe your little cubicle that you were in is full of negative energy. So here we go. Let's clean that out for you. So we have this on a space clearing, which you can also do. Here we go. So we'll clear out your cubicle or that situation, the place that you were when you had something that was disturbing you. It could even be at one of the coffee houses. So here we go. Ready? Here we go. That's released. So remember, when you go into a location like a coffee house and you sit down in that chair to have some coffee, who was there before you? Okay, and how many hundreds, if not thousands, of people sat in that chair? What did they leave in that chair? Okay? How many octopus energies and squids and snakes are there? Not trying to make you fearful, I'm just trying to make you aware. And so maybe the person had an awful day, left the energy there, and you came in smiling and you left grumpy. Maybe the entities were hanging out there, and the person somehow got their coffee and they feel a little better. Entities didn't want to feel better, so they waited for someone else to come in so they could take their energy, and they found you. Maybe you weren't feeling too well either, thought coffee would help you. And maybe you left the coffee house actually feeling worse after paying your $5 for a cup of coffee. Wondering, gee, why didn't I get charged up? Well, the energies there probably just took you down. So what you don't see, like I always tell you, what you don't see will kill you. If you don't understand what's happening, remember, curiosity killed the cat. And if you don't understand anything and you don't realize that you're here to stay in your body, to keep your body temple sacred, to be with your spirit, to be in peace, if you don't understand that, that's what life is about here. And unfortunately, everything outside of yourself will distract you from that. You know, that's why we have a media clearing on the website. You know, if you hear something distressful, radio, TV, or whatever, then all that energy from that event is going to come to you, plus everybody else's traumas as they're tuned in watching it. It'll be transmitted right to you because you're watching that situation. So you just be very, very, it's easy to understand, but it's kind of hard to put your mind around it sometimes because you go, wow, you mean if I watch like a tornado on TV and there's maybe 100 million people watching this, you mean all the energies of 100 million people are going to be affecting me and going to be courting me just through seeing this on TV? The answer is yes. So that's why we have a media clearing on. Are they going to affect you right now in that moment? Maybe not. But remember, it's going to activate that situation of you having a tornado in a past life or even this life on a parallel life, and then it'll come right into you. You may wonder why your body's jerking around and why you're feeling sad and anxious because maybe, you know, you lost your whole family through that tornado on a parallel life. And you may be there experiencing that even though you see it on TV. So everything is real. All predictions are real. They did take place, and it just depends how close you were and if you were in that situation. I know when they had that a situation in Japan, what was it, Fukushima or something like that?
Yeah, the earthquake.
We're doing a show on that, and people, and I mentioned, you might be feeling this in your body.
And
people go,
yeah,
I am feeling it, just like I'm there. I go, well, you were there. You were there in a parallel life. You were actually recreated in a parallel life, living there, seeing things, and you may have even been able to watch the scenario, you know, on TV and go, wow, I know what that building looked like, and now it's destroyed. I just walked by it an hour ago. And so this is what they do to you. This is, you know, why we talk about deja vu, which is, you know, you experiencing an energy on a timeline just before it happened here, and you just bring it into this. So this is what we call a bleed through. So everything out there is real. It does exist. Somebody could do a prediction. You may say, oh, that's not going to happen. Well, if they got the information, it's going to be real for them and real for people who are living on that timeline for them. You may not be on it, but it is real. If you are on it, you may have a lot of anxieties, maybe even compassion, you know, for the people that went through that because you're actually maybe living that timeline but in a different location, and it's affecting you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, it's really true. Like, we can never really get rid of energies. They just are always there and courting us. So it's really important to, you know, do the courting removals. And I know you do the special weekly clearings, which are the calls. And there's Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, the courting, clone body, and entity removals. And Ron does those every week. And they're really great for dealing with all of these energies that are affecting our lives and, you know, taking away our free will and free choice. So it's great to get on those if you can. And, of course, you can always do the sample healings. Those are all really great and effective ways to deal with things that you might be going on in your life, like the Be Here in the Now, Satellite Timeline Crash, Gray Skies Timeline Crash. All of those are samples, and you can find them on the left side of Ron's website. And also, Ron, I just wanted to mention the timeline crashing, because all of the samples that you did for all of those different emotions, you can timeline crash those, and that's not too expensive, actually. It's very reasonable clearing. And you could timeline crash an event in your life where you felt shame, and that would help you out with that emotion to disconnect you from that energy or regret or anxiety or any of those things. That's also a really effective way to clear those energies off of you. And timeline crashing, you can get it for a week or a month, and I'll go ahead and put the link in the fast chat, or maybe we can have our moderator do that. That would be great for everybody. So thanks for all those samples, and getting a couple of people on the fast chat asking about if you can, how can you deal with insomnia? So I'm not sure what clearing you would recommend for that, or if maybe there's a sample that would help out with that.
I do have a whole lifetime sleep deprivation clearing. I don't normally talk about it, but that's a whole lifetime clearing. So if you're feeling that, you can do that clearing. It might help you.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. I don't actually think I've ever heard of that one.
Yeah, so here we go, everybody. So I'll do that clearing, and let's have it, let's just say, activated just for tonight. And this will be a sample of that. Remember, the whole lifetime clearing works very well. So this sample is just for this evening. So when you get to sleep tonight, you might actually feel the energy come to you with peace. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I counted in place a click of my finger. Let's do it again here. Maybe you're starting to feel sleepy now. Who knows? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so like we're talking about the timeline crashing, that clearing, if you're going to do any timeline crashing, then I would recommend if you have a situation, and that's what it's used for, like a dream situation, you wake up, have a dream, do a timeline crash on it. And, you know, typically, you know, I've always mentioned at least 2, maybe 20 of them. If it's bothering you a lot, you may want to do 100. And if you really want to get something off of you, and you've had it, you know, recycling throughout your life or something like that, you may want to do maybe 1,000. So it's kind of up to you. The more you do, the more you're taking people like yourself, other humans, off of the timeline of that same situation. So it'd be like, you know, like if you have a problem with, let's just say smoking, just to use an addiction there. So you have a problem with smoking. So do timeline crashes on smoking and do lots of them. And maybe all the people that are smoking on timelines may have some relief, and they may be able to have free choice to get off of that. But typically, it's some kind of emotion that you're dealing with or physical pain. But the timeline crashes, remember, you're out there experiencing the same thing on those multiple parallel life timelines. And you want to get yourself off of them because they can leak into this one here, bleed into it like a copy and paste. And you can be doing things that you know nothing about and wondering why you're suffering here. So the timeline crashes are designed to get those off of you. And then look at the clouds. The clouds may change into like ice cubes after you've done that timeline crash. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, also the... The clouds really do change when you do the healings. I've had that happen several times, and I know other listeners have as well. It's very interesting. So, Ron, this is such a great show, and there's so much good information here. So I hope everybody is getting the links I'm typing into the fast chat for all of these clearings. And definitely go and check them out and let us know if and when you do them. Hopefully you will, how you feel, and what's going on in your life, because we always appreciate testimonials. So, Ron, I have a observation here from a listener who has done a space clearing several times on their master bathroom. But even after the clearings, this person still does not like going in there, and they're wondering what is going on in there, if you know anything about that situation.
Well, it feels like either on this timeline or other timelines, somebody died in that bathroom.
Oh, dear.
So that's what I would say it would be. So right away, you could have the entity there, the emotional body, the ghost of the person there. So, you know, you may try the space clearing and clear the space out. You could do a deceased loved one's clearing and clean out the emotional body of that person, even though you don't know who they are. But you could type that in and just, you know, mention that somewhere in the text box there that instead of their name, maybe, just put down entity in my bathroom, you know. So that's what I pick up here, that somebody died in that room and they're still there, which is their emotional body, not their spirit. But, you know, they use the word spirit loosely because spirit is something invisible, but the actual spirit that looked out of their eyes, that one's already reincarnated. So the spirit that's there, the emotional body, is what you're dealing with here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. So thanks, Ron. And that was the deceased loved one emotional clearing. So the spirit clearing probably wouldn't work. It would have to be the emotional body that needs to be dealt with there.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. And there's another question here from a listener who knows someone. This goes back to the point we were talking about earlier about having a lot of stuff in your room, and they're saying that they know somebody who has a large garage filled with junk, and if anyone goes in there and makes a mention that it should be cleaned out, this person gets very upset and is very possessive of the junk in the garage, and they're just wondering, what is this about? And the person...
I would say it could be many things. So just in general, we won't talk about this one person. We'll talk about the question that you're looking at here. So it could be that they feel the energy of all the objects in there, and they like that. That could be the first thing. The next one is maybe they lived in a time where they saw the energies being made, you know. So maybe the person is a collector of things, and you might see it as, I guess, the garbage, right?
Yeah.
You know, to them, it's wonderful stuff. And so maybe they may be checking out the creativity on it, and they like having that creativity. And so that could be what it is. Maybe they're reading the energy of creativity, and they like the creativity energy. So that could be what it is there. That's what I would guess. So hopefully that would help somebody out there. Boy, yep, that's what I get. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you never know why someone is holding on to things. And I think it's, you know, it's kind of a touchy subject for a lot of people with their stuff. And I think there's, like, TV shows about people that you know, hold on to everything, and very interesting. So it could also be an entity thing, too.
You could have an entity who made one of those things that are with you. Well, I may have heard something there. Somebody,
yeah,
come on.
Do we have a caller?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Hi, Elizabeth and Ron. This is Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Ron, I'm wondering, I'm still having a terrible time with all this, and I wondered if there's anything specific. I'm the one who wrote in about the space clearing and the dark side practitioners, but I'm still having some sort of entity. It can be seen in the sky, and it's come down. I don't know what to do. I've done timeline crashes, alien attack, everything I can think of. Can you give me anything specific to focus on and what I'm dealing with?
Okay, so you have, are you getting energies in your room, or are you getting body attacks, or how is this energy appearing to you?
Mind and body, and is there anything that will stop the visuals, the nasty visuals I'm getting nonstop? It's been 24/7 since for several years now.
Okay, and so I'm, you have something bringing up. Have you timeline crashed the energies that you see?
Yes, I've done timeline crashes. I've done alien attack. I've done dark side. I'm doing dark side practitioners. How many of those can you do at a time?
It all depends on your body, how your body can handle the energy. Remember, the body, it gets put back into peace. But in the process of going from being disturbed, we'll say, into peace, sometimes the body needs time to integrate the energies, and you could feel tired, but you might just
I can't take much more of this. I'm getting pretty weak. And
Claire, how many timeline crashes have you done? Do you have any idea?
Oh, gosh, thousands.
Okay.
Thousands on all kinds of things. And I've done the recurring event barcodes. I'm still doing those. Can they be done at the same time as the practitioners?
Yes, they can.
Okay. Can more than one be done at once?
Yes, they can be. Yes. Huh?
Okay. Because is there anything specific you can tell me? Because I was totally clear and fine until I moved to this township, and there are a lot of witches and things around, and it's just been nasty. And then I finally had one that really zapped me, and I just haven't been able to shake it.
Okay, so did I hear you say that you were fine until you moved to a certain location or a certain house or a certain town?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Right, and I've been trying to get out ever since. But I ended up, my life was so interfered with, and then this started, and I've been trying to get well enough to be able to move. I can't move in this condition.
Well, boy, I'm looking here.
Just wondering, too, if any of our listeners maybe have experiences with this type of a situation, and wondering if you have any suggestions for Claire on what type of clearing she might be able to do or what she could do to protect herself. And if you do, maybe you could type that into the fast chat for us. It's sometimes I know it's very draining to deal with these things.
It's killing me. Literally
there's
killing
also,
me.
You know what I did think of was that free Galactic Federation affiliation clearing that we have. Have you done that one yet?
I do that all the time. I do gray skies. I do alien head connectors and implant. I do all the free ones, and I do a lot that I've purchased a lot. And I do all the intensives, and this just is still going on nonstop.
And how about the vortex clearing?
I've done that. On the location safe. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've done, I guess, should I run that one again? I've done that. I also wrote in things like all life forms, entities, and energies that are impairing my health, well-being, and peace for the whole area and property. Because this can be seen. Other people can see. People who can see. And people around here seem to know about this and do it to one another. I've never encountered anything. I've seen a lot, but nothing like this.
I would say very, very possibly the town that you live in, maybe it might be Alien Central or something, you know? And maybe,
I was told
you know, maybe you can...
me is one of five major centers. A demonologist told me it's one of five major centers in the country, he said.
Okay, so, what town is that? What city and state?
I'm in Brick, New Jersey. And I'd love to get out. I'd love to be as far away. I wish I had never come back. It's out of the goodness of my heart to help someone else.
I mean, the only thing I'm thinking of, too, is it just sounds like you're completely being, like, phased out of time, and it's just completely draining you.
Oh, it is.
I mean, is there any way you can just go stay somewhere for a few weeks and then, like, try to get your energy back if it's that bad?
Well, not easy right now and in this condition. Plus, you know, as you get older, your friends kind of...
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, even if you could get out of there for a week and, you know, do a bunch of timeline crashes or something where you're not, like, smack dab in the middle of that energy, you might be able to get a, you know what I mean, like, get a little bit of your life force back. And I think the other thing, Ron, is I know, like, kind of in the whole 2012 thing, like, we had a lot of people, you know, doing I command my body to, my body energy to stay on the creation lightship Earth timeline. So I don't know if that would help.
I do that, and I drop a zillion tons a day, and it just doesn't, you know, it's just not helping. I don't know what to do at this point. It gets finer. It goes on. It doesn't seem like I'm getting any real help from the light beams. It goes on relentlessly. It gets finer. It just gets finer and blacker, tinier. And the tinier it gets, the more difficult it's become to function.
So I'm just going to check the fast chat really quick and see if anybody has any suggestions.
Because it's not easy for me to get there. That just flies so fast.
Yeah, it
and
sounds really, really like you're dealing with a lot of darkness energy. Oh, somebody said, Ron, somebody said something about I think she needs to get off the grid line and the ley line. And somebody else typed in dark energy column, some type of something in your room causing problem to attract forces. So that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, and also, the you know, I would think maybe since the house is not brand new, I'm assuming that maybe she had some, you know, a person living there or a group of people. Maybe they held sessions for seances or something, and maybe that was the focal point years ago. For all this darkness to come in, and you just happen to land there, and that vortex is still there to cause problems, and the people, the entities, may just come there automatically because you're used to it. So
well,
I think it would be health-related. That's what I'm kind of picking up.
Yeah. Can you give me any idea if I'll be able to move and where a good health, you know, if I can manage that?
Somebody else just suggested trying the grid line, ley line disconnection.
Okay, I've done ley lines, but on the location space, I've done
Earth. Yeah, if anybody has any ideas, maybe you can kind of just steal that question, and we'll just forward it to Claire there. But to me, it feels like her area is like a hot spot. And,
it really isn't.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Somehow she got stuck in a situation that's very difficult and hard to get out of, and it would be like, you know, everybody's worst nightmare.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
The witch store is doing stuff nonstop and has all kinds of stuff hanging out there, and I know some stuff came over here from her place, and someone had died here, too, before I moved here, and I knew it. I walked in the place, and it felt like a tomb, and my siblings arranged this, and I couldn't. You know, I refused to live here, and they said they couldn't get out of it. And I thought I'd be here for a short time, and things went downhill from then. Because I had no intention of staying here.
Well,
if I get out, and even to another county and across the river or something, will that help? And will I recover from this? I was really clear and perfectly fine before.
Yeah, I think it would. What do you think, Ron? And then I think we're going to have to move on because we're we're drawing to the end of the show here.
Yeah, I would think just trying to figure out a way to get into another location, whatever that would be, to and clean yourself off so the energies that you're living with now are not going to follow you. Because
yeah.
they may like you and know you, they follow you to where you're going. So that's the, you know, I'm not trying to pour salt into a wound that you have, but you know, I would do that to do the space clearing on yourself and stuff. So.
That concerns me too.
Okay.
How to handle that. So if anybody has any ideas or you can give me more specific information, I'd really, truly appreciate it.
Yeah. If anybody can help out with that information, that'd be wonderful. Just send it to CLS Questions, and then we'll forward that over to Claire if you happen to have something that...
Okay, and anything you can do or tell me about, Ron, more specific, I'd appreciate it too. Thanks so much.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Yeah, and thanks for calling, Claire. And sorry to hear you're dealing with this, and hopefully things do get better for you. I know everybody out there in the CLS community is sending in suggestions, and so hopefully it will get better soon. And it does feel like a very dark and oppressive location, somebody's saying on the fast chat, and also someone recommended a private session with Ron on the phone. So thanks, everybody. And we only have a few minutes left here. And I think I might have heard another beep. Do we have another caller?
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. Hello. Okay, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you? Thank you. So I have two things, short things. I'll take the shortest one first. I was trying to, someone died in an apartment, and I was trying to clear that apartment in my apartment. And can Ron just take a look? Because I did the space clearing for, and you know, on and off Earth energies. And can you take a look, Ron, and make sure that it's all clear?
It feels like it's about 90% clear.
Okay.
It feels like there's some energies maybe up in the corners on the ceiling. Okay. So that's kind of what I'm sensing. But
in the ceiling. Oh, well, that's interesting because these ceilings are about 20. It's like loft, so the ceilings are pretty high. I don't know how I'm going to get up to the ceilings. But, okay, I'll run the clearings again for the ceiling spaces. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
The other thing is, I'm pretty certain I was abducted on Saturday evening. I don't know if they were good or, I don't know, and downloaded. I don't know. Can you take a look and see what took place there, please?
Okay. Did you happen to lose time?
I don't believe so because I was in a dream state. I was between asleep and awake and awake, you know. So it appeared to be a dream, but I know that it probably was not. It happened about 5:30 on Saturday evening.
Yeah, I can see some energies there. I'm not really picking up the alien race that did this, but I'm seeing energies. I'm not picking up anything like most abductions would have where they take, you know, body fluids, et cetera. I'm kind of not seeing that. Something happened, but I don't know what it would be. So it doesn't feel that negative, but it does feel like you were gone someplace.
Yes, I didn't feel negative. Actually, it was a little bit funny because two clone-like people came to get me. And then when they took me aboard the ship, like I guess the supervisor clone or somebody showed up, and like none of us liked the supervisor, like me and the other two original clones were like being friends because we were like, we didn't like the third clone. It was a little bit funny, you know, we were kind of like trying to, you know, be, you know, band together against the third clone. It was interesting. Okay, thank you so much, Ron.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, and I also wanted to say, Lisa, you could timeline crash that dream maybe. That would help. And also, it could be like something related to a past life, like maybe a work or a job you had that needs to be cleared out of there. So definitely try that. We are actually coming to the end of the show, Ron, and I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to thank you for all of the clearings that you did tonight and really encourage everybody to check out the special 8-hour healing intensive conference calls. Ron just wrapped up the first Sunday yesterday, and the Ascension Preparation Call was this past Saturday on the 10th, but there's still two more days coming up on August 18th and the 25th. So just check that out at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And our next show is next Monday here on the Healing Highway. We also have BBS shows on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights. So, Ron, thank you so much. It was a great show. Everybody, thank you so much for your input, and I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we have a call coming up on Tuesday, which will be tomorrow, for energetic cordings. And then Wednesday we have the special weekly water charging, so you have a one container of water for the whole week that you can drink. So you have seven containers, one per day. And that's Wednesday. Thursday is getting rid of the replicas of you, the clone bodies of you that show up here, and they normally give you your conditions, your problems, your situations. When you get those released, you feel much better. And then, like we talked about here, entities run rapid here. And that's our call on Fridays. And they're all $20, and one on Wednesdays, $30. So we'll see you all, everybody, and blessings, and have a wonderful evening.